from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome, everyone, to today's television mass. I'm Bishop Robert Casson, Auxiliary Bishop in the Archdiocese of Toronto. The Mass is offered for all the deceased and living members of the Debly family. On behalf of all who are gathered for this sacred celebration, we thank our donor for the gift of this Mass. Today, as a part of our week of prayers for vocations, we will be joined by Christina, who is a member of the Daily TV Mass Music Ministry. Christina will be offering a reflection on her vocation journey, which led her to recently being received into the Order of Consecrated Virgins. Please welcome Christina.
Thank you for welcoming me to speak to you today about the vocation of consecrated virginity. It's a privilege to be with you. In a beautiful liturgical celebration last June, on the Feast of the Sacred Heart, surrounded by family, friends, and my parish community, at the hands of the bishop, I gave my yes to God's call for my life, to live in the service of God and His Church, belonging entirely to our Lord Jesus Christ as His bride. For me, consecrated virginity is a matter of the heart, of receiving and giving wholeheartedly, a response of the human heart to the limitless love flowing from the divine heart. When I first learned of the vocation during my studies, it resonated in my very core. I immediately felt a deep sense of recognition, peace, joy, and alertness to a profound invitation. Years of prayer, discernment, and formation followed, born of that initial attraction, confirmed through the working of the Spirit, and strengthened in turn by the prayers and spiritual support of so many in my life. Through prayer, I drew closer to the one who alone can fulfill the desires of the human heart. Through discernment, I sought to listen more attentively to the tender voice of God, speaking of His desires for my life in the depths of my heart. And through formation, with the help of trusted spiritual directors, I prepared to make a free gift of my heart in accepting consecration. The rite of consecration to a life of virginity is both ancient and new. With roots in apostolic times, it was revived following the Second Vatican Council. The form I celebrated last June was for women living in the world, that is, remaining in their ordinary context of life, yet set apart as, in the words of the rite, a surpassing sign of the Church's love for Christ and an eschatological image of the world to come and the glory of the heavenly bride of Christ. Allow me to reflect on three dimensions of consecrated virginity touched upon here: its spousal, ecclesial, and eschatological meanings. In all of these dimensions, it is ultimately the Blessed Virgin Mary who is the great model and teacher. First, consecrated virginity is spousal. It is relational, embodying the sacrificial, self-surrendering, chaste love of Christ the bridegroom, who lays down his life for his bride, the Church. Espoused to Christ, the consecrated virgin radiates the joy and beauty found in conforming one's existence to Christ. As the prayer of consecration puts it, she renounces the joys of marriage for the sake of the love of which it is the sign. Second, consecrated virginity is ecclesial. Lived at the heart of the Church, it reflects the Church's identity as virgin, bride, and mother, called to love Christ with humility, wholeheartedness, and fruitfulness, extending His compassionate care to the suffering and vulnerable. Third, consecrated virginity is eschatological, a hopeful sign of the future coming of Christ in glory, of the eternal wedding banquet, and the union with Christ, which is the call and ultimate destiny of all God's people. By living a future reality in the midst of this age, consecrated virgins become prophetic signs of joyful anticipation and vigilance in awaiting the coming of the long-desired bridegroom.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Dear friends, let us call to mind our sins with humility and contrition, imploring God for mercy. You came to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You intercede for us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we, who have come to know the grace of the Lord's resurrection, may, through the love of the Spirit, ourselves rise to newness of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any who belonged to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now as he was going along and approaching Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" He asked, "Who are you, Lord?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, because they heard the voice but saw no one. Saul got up from the ground, and though his eyes were open, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. For 3 days he was without sight, and neither ate nor drank. Now there was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias." He answered, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said to him, "Get up and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas, look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. At this moment he is praying, and he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight." But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who invoke your name." But the Lord said to Ananias, "Go, for he is an instrument whom I have chosen to bring my name before Gentiles and kings, and before the people of Israel. I myself will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." So Ananias went and entered the house. He laid his hands on Saul and said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on your way here, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and his sight was restored. Then he got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. For several days, Saul was with the disciples in Damascus, and immediately he began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues, saying, "Jesus is the Son of God." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Praise the Lord, all you nations.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Jews disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living water Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate, and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever." Jesus said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear friends, today's Holy Gospel is very closely connected to the Gospel from yesterday's Mass. They go together and they constitute nearly the end of the sixth chapter of St. John, which is called the Bread of Life Discourse. Yesterday, Jesus identified himself as the bread of life. But today, he advances a little further, and he says, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." We can well imagine what it must have been like for those first century people, those who were considering becoming followers of the way of Christ, to hear these words, "Eat the flesh and drink the blood." And they would have scratched their head and says, "Oh, Jesus, this is pushing it a little far. What exactly do you mean? It sounds so strange." Well, those ancient people might not be the only ones who would have difficulty understanding these words of Jesus. But yesterday, as I mentioned, Jesus identifies himself as the bread of life, the food of life. Perhaps that is easier for us to understand. But it is not the regular kind of bread. As Jesus explains, for example, during the 40-year wandering of the ancient Hebrew people in the Sinai desert called the Exodus, the people were provided with the gift of manna, a kind of bread. But the bread that is Jesus is quite different. Those who ate the manna had their hunger satisfied for a few hours. Eventually, of course, like all of us, they died. But we who eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man will never die. Dear friends, when we receive the Holy Eucharist for our spiritual growth, perhaps we can ask ourselves, when I receive Holy Communion, what is it exactly that I'm receiving? What is its effect upon me? What is it supposed to accomplish? And finally, we can ask, what is my responsibility for sharing the bread of life with those around me? We now bring our prayers through the intercession of Our Lady of Good Counsel to God our Father. During this week of Masses for prayers for vocations, the daily TV Mass community joins together to pray for those whom God is calling to serve him as consecrated virgins, that they may courageously follow our Lord's will. May they sense that call with greater clarity and have the courage to respond generously, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for all young people who are discerning their Christian vocation, that they will be open to the guidance of the Spirit. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the personal intentions of each one participating in Mass today, we pause to pray. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, which earth has given and human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divine life of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O God, and may our sacrifice in your sight be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, of my iniquity. Cleanse me of my sin. Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Graciously sanctify these gifts, O Lord, we pray, and accepting the oblation of this spiritual sacrifice, make of us an eternal offering to you through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all to laud you yet more gloriously when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. Through him the children of light rise to eternal life, and the halls of the heavenly kingdom are thrown open to the faithful. For his death is our ransom from death, and in his rising the life of all has risen. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Francis, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours,
now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
May the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
Have mercy on us.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. Amen.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
We have partaken of the gifts of this sacred mystery, humbly imploring, O Lord, that what your Son commanded us to do in memory of him may bring us growth in charity through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
May Almighty God bless us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go in peace and joy.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.